What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today as we continue through this 2024 offseason and as we get farther away from the National League Divisional Series. Hopefully, we are all potentially just able to relax right now. Able to relax. I know it's a tough thing to do and with Philadelphia sports. I know. I've known it for, 29 years old, been a Philadelphia sports fan since I was 4 or 5 years old, known it for better part of my life. I get it. Can we ever really relax? Not really, but I'm hoping that you're emotionally a little more stable, since it's been about 3 weeks now since we lost to the New York Mets in the Divisional Series and the World Series starting tomorrow night. So we will preview the Dodgers and the Yankees a little later in the show, probably to end the show. So stick around for that. Preview the World Series. I'll give you my prediction, who I have in the series. And we're going to get to a lot of this Ken Rosenthal sound from his show Fair Territory on what the Phillies could potentially be doing this offseason. Could they get Juan Soto? We'll talk about that, give you my thoughts in just a moment. But first, before we get to that, I want to say rest in peace to Fernando Valenzuela, known for, his days with the Dodgers when he was an absolute monster, his rookie year, winning rookie of the year, winning a Cy Young and helping the Dodgers win a World Series in 1981, was a huge part of, a lot of those teams and being, very, very, very good peak Fernando Valenzuela had. And he is definitely a legend in the world of not just Major League Baseball, but in the world of sports. So rest in peace to him. Also didn't know, honestly, to be honest, apologize that he played for the Phils in 94 during the strike shortened season. And so rest in peace to a former Philly as well. Didn't realize till the Phillies tweeted it out yesterday. So rest in peace to Fernando Valenzuela and condolences to anybody that knew him, family and friends alike. So rest in peace to Fernando Valenzuela. So I wanted to start off with what I had mentioned, to start the show there about Ken Rosenthal, and said a couple of things here. I want to start with what he said about the Phillies overall generally with Dave Dombrowski and what they potentially could do this offseason.
So you might ask, what are they going to do? Now, the obvious move, in my opinion, is a center fielder if you're going to keep Marsh in left, or a left fielder if you're going to move Marsh to center. Now, identifying that player isn't easy, and I know Philly fans out there might be raising their hand and saying, whoa, there's a left fielder that we'd like. His name is Juan Soto. I just don't know that the owner, John Middleton, is going to go for another massive contract. I expect they'll be in there at some level. They'll at least explore the market, but I don't know that they end up with Juan Soto. So, perhaps an outfielder. That would be, in my estimation, the obvious move for them, but I wouldn't put anything past them. Could they trade Bohm? Could they trade Stott? Could they do something that kind of surprises us to shake it up a little bit? That would not shock me. Dave Dombrowski is a guy who does things. He does not sit still. He does not let the status quo simply linger. So, yes, I believe the Phillies will do something big. I just don't know what it is.
So my main takeaway, I guess one of my takeaways, and we'll get to that in just a second, is about Juan Soto and about them getting Juan Soto. And he said that they could be in play potentially, but most likely not going to get him. We'll get to that in a second. But he mentioned trade for a center fielder or a left fielder. I think that's where, and we'll get to, after the World Series is over, right after the World Series is over, I will do an entire off-season plan, what I would do if I was Dave Dombrowski and Sam Fold. I think I'm pretty sure I did that last offseason. So we'll do that once the World Series is over. I will give you what I think exactly what my close to perfect offseason plan would be if I was in the shoes of Dombrowski and Fold. We'll get to that. But you said trade for center fielder and left fielder. I think I'm leaning towards that's probably what the front office is going to do this winter. I think that's where I'm leaning towards. You know, Rosenthal mentioned, could the Phillies trade Boehm or Stott to shake things up? And he mentions that as it wouldn't shock him if Dave Dombrowski went that route. But there's something, I don't know, in my gut, I'm feeling that they're probably going to trade for some sort of an outfielder. I don't know who it's going to be. Or, I mean, trade. I think they're going to sign an outfielder. Could they trade for somebody? Maybe. Maybe they trade prospects. I don't know. I feel like if they were to trade one of their bigger prospects and like a Crawford or even like a McAbel or anybody, you know, in the Phillies, you know, towards the Phillies top 10 of their prospects, maybe even Starlin Cobb, anybody like that. I think if the Phillies were to trade, I think they would have made a trade with those guys already, like maybe at the deadline this past year, or I think they would have done that already. I think they would have done that already. So I don't think they're going to be using any of those, but they could. It's potential. They might. You never know. Maybe they see what happened, you know, in earlier this October, and they say, okay, we really need to make a move for somebody, and we'll be willing to trade a Crawford or who knows. I don't think Painter, but you never know. So trading for a center fielder, left fielder, or signing an outfielder, you know, somewhere there, because I don't think they love what Johan Rojas did this year, and I don't. You know, I think Brandon Marsh maybe disappointed them a little bit, or at least they did to me. I think in both of those instances they did to me, but I think especially Rojas, I think they wanted him to come around with the bat just a little bit, see some improvement, and they didn't get that. So I think you do see them trade for a center or left fielder, or sign a center fielder or left fielder. So I think that's more in the cards than them trading like a Boehm or a Stott to get like a, you know, been mentioned Ryan Helsley, you know, the nasty closer for the Cardinals. Like I don't think that, I think it's less likely that happens. I think it's more likely that they, by way of either free agency or a trade, they get an outfielder, as Rosenthal was kind of alluding to there. And last thing before we get to a couple of other things for this Phillies Today episode, This was Ken Rosenthal on what he thinks that Juan Soto will get in free agency this winter.
I don't know, Todd, exactly. Of course, it's an open market. Bidding will ensue, and who knows where the number goes. But I do remember at one point writing, I don't know, maybe after Ohtani, some point after that, that Soto was going to be $500 million. And I got a whole host of comments, you're crazy. He doesn't pitch like Ohtani. There's no way he's getting as much. Well, guess what? He's getting as much. And what he's going to do, in my opinion, the one thing I feel relatively comfortable saying, is he will try to beat Ohtani's present-day value in annual salary. So if you remember, Ohtani, because of the deferrals, yes, it's $70 million a year. But once you defer it, it comes to, depending on the calculation, 45, 46, 47, whatever it is. I would imagine Soto's AAV is going to start with a 5. Then it becomes a question of how many years, and we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, so he could get a higher AAV than Shohei Ohtani. Now, you know, he mentioned there about the years. Either way, Juan Soto's going to get a lot of money. And I didn't do a show on Monday. I apologize. I was feeling under the weather. Maybe you can hear it in my voice right now, still feeling kind of under the weather, not as bad as I was Monday. So I wasn't able to record a show on Monday, so I apologize. But I just want to get this off. Like, the Phillies are not going to get Juan Soto, and they should not waste their time. Do not waste your time even getting into any, even if you want to drive up the price for Soto for other teams, Like, don't worry about that. Worry about what you have to do this offseason to make this team better. Please worry about what you have to do to get this team to piece the puzzle. I can't even speak right now. I don't even know how to piece the puzzle pieces together, however you say that. Whatever. You know what I'm trying to say. Do what you have to do to make this team fit as well as it possibly can to win a World Series in 2025. Juan Soto would be great, but he's not going to be here. He's going to be a 99% chance he's going to be a New York Yankee. The other 1% is that he could be a New York Met. Either way, he's going to be in New York. Honestly, I think we all know this. He's a perfect fit as a Yankee. We just saw what he has done in the playoffs here. He had a career high in home runs during the regular season. And now, you know, had a monster season, probably wins an MVP potentially if it wasn't for, like, you know, Judge, maybe even like a Bobby Witt or anything like that. But you get it. Like, Juan Soto has been incredible in a Yankees uniform in year one. He's 25 years old. He loves playing there in the Bronx. He loves it. I think the fans love him back, and I think it would be insane if he didn't end up in New York Yankee. So he's going to be a Yankee, okay? That's number one. And then number two, like I already mentioned there, you have to utilize, going off of that, he's going to be a Yankee. He's not coming to Philadelphia. Utilize the entirety of this offseason. Every second, every minute of every hour of every day, week, whatever. You have to utilize every single ounce of this offseason to make sure you have what it takes to go win in 2025. That is what matters the most. And they're not going to get Juan Soto. I don't think it would just be, it doesn't feel right for the Phillies to, after, especially after what happened this year, to go have another player on another big contract. I don't think it feels right for them. It doesn't feel right for us as the fans. I think looking at this, I don't think it makes sense for Soto to come here. I mean, maybe he does make sense lineup-wise, but I don't think, I mean, Juan Soto makes sense for any lineup, but this specifically, and it just doesn't really, I don't know. It doesn't make sense for this team to have another guy on another big contract to add to Harper and Turner and Real Muto and Castellanos and Nolan Wheeler. It's just a lot of big contracts. I don't think they're willing to take another one on in Juan Soto. So I don't think that they are willing to do that whatsoever. And they shouldn't. They have other things to worry about. They just have other things that they need to worry about as a baseball team. So that's where I'm at on the Juan Soto sweepstakes there. We don't need to go get Juan Soto. It doesn't need to happen. Leaving that there. So, with that being said, also, a couple of other things. Dylan Covey and Justin Crawford will be representing Team USA in the World Baseball Softball Confederation Premier 12 tournament. And this is the third one happening. And it will be featuring the world's top 12 ranked teams that will take place in Japan, Mexico, and Taiwan from November 9th to November 24th. So that's interesting. So we'll see one of the top Phillies prospects, Justin Crawford, and Dylan Covey, who didn't get a chance to pitch a lot this year in this tournament. So just some other things to add. Four top 100 prospects and three other players ranked in their respective organizations' top 10 were named to Team USA's roster for this tournament. And some other ones headlining is Rays number one prospect Carson Williams, 22nd prospect for the Cubs, infielder Matt Shaw, Crawford, Tamar Johnson, Pirates number three top prospect. I think he was the number one pick as well. In a draft, Drake Baldwin, catcher from the Braves, number five prospect for them, seventh overall, Colby Thomas from the A's, and then Chandler Simpson, Rays number four prospect, from the Rays. So those are some of those other prospects that are playing in this tournament. How about a little bit of this day in Philly's history? I got a couple for you. So first things first here, you know, a lot, I feel like it's always thrown back to 2008 when you do a lot of this day in history this late in the season, because I think like 4 or 5 days ago, like, you know, whatever it was, 44 years ago, Phillies win the World Series. So they won the World Series at that point, and obviously shorter playoffs with how, you know, it worked back in 1980 when you didn't have the wild card, and it was really just, I thought it was just, was it, I think it was just a championship series and the World Series. Pretty sure that's what it was. So I don't think there was a divisional series yet. I think it was just championship series, and then he gets to the World Series. I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure that's correct. So you got 2008. So this, so it's actually tomorrow, but so it would be October 25th in 2008. Carlos Ruiz hits a walk-off infield hit, leading the Phillies to a rain-delayed 5-4 win in Game 3 of the 08 World Series. Chase Utley and Ryan Howard in that game hit back-to-back home runs, the first by two Phillies, you know, going back-to-back in a series, which is pretty cool. So Game 3, they won 5-4. Chooch with that walk-off infield hit. I think we all remember that. Yeah, it's kind of still yucky to talk about after what we were expecting in 2024. But Chooch with that walk-off infield hit, something to that we will always remember as Phillies fans. And two games later, we know what they did. So want to get to a, before we get out of here, I want to get to a World Series preview and who I think will win this World Series. Now, let's be honest. I either wanted a Yankees-Mets Subway Series, or I wanted a Yankees-Dodgers World Series. I'm sorry. And, you know, I talked about this with a buddy of mine. Shout out to Tom. He's a good friend of mine and big baseball fan. And we were talking the other day, and I asked him how he felt about this World Series. Are you excited? Who do you think is going to win? And he said that he wanted, originally, I guess when the playoffs started, he wanted a Guardians-Padres World Series, which I said, okay. Like, Padres, I can get behind that. I actually kind of like the Padres to a certain extent, just because I think they have a lot of fun talent over there. I think they're a fun team. But I said, Guardians, why? And he said, I root for the teams with the longest droughts. So I guess the Padres and the Guardians have the longest drought. I don't think the Padres have a World Series, and the Guardians haven't won since, what, like the late 40s, early 50s? So it's been a long time. We remember them with the Cubs and all that, you know, them having the two biggest droughts ever. So I get that. But that's cute. All that being said, once we got to the championship series, obviously one of the Phillies in the World Series before that, one of the Phillies Yankees World Series from the get-go. But if I wasn't going to get the Phillies in there at the point of the championship series, I said I wanted Yankees Mets because I want the Subway Series. I want what's best for baseball at that point because I love baseball and I want what's best for the sport. So I wanted Yankees Mets as a Subway Series. But we didn't get that, so I'm okay with this result. Yankees-Dodgers, I didn't want the Guardians in. I'm sorry. I know they have a long drought, and I get that. But I don't know. This Guardians team, they're fine. And they're, you know, I like Steven Kwan. I like Jose Ramirez. They're a good team. But they're not like the 2016 Cleveland team, which had like Lindor and Ramirez and, you know, some of those other players on that Cleveland roster. I don't know, just a bit of a different vibe. You know, you had Rajay Davis hitting a home run, bit of a different vibe. Or Raja. It's Rajah Davis. Sorry, I don't want to get his name wrong. It's Rajah, right? But I'm not just content. I'm happy about this result we're getting with between the Yankees and the Dodgers. I mean, you get two of the best players on the planet, I think, without a doubt. I think we all can agree that Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge are the best players on the planet, without a doubt. It would be cool if someone mentioned, you know, people have mentioned, like, well, it would be cool if Ohtani could have pitched at this point. We could have got, you know, Ohtani on Judge, just like you got with Ohtani on Trout in the World Baseball Classic, you know, Ohtani pitching to Judge. That would have been cool, but still, I'll take Ohtani and Judge in the World Series. I'll take Yankees, Dodgers. I'll take all the star power that's in this series. You have Gerrit Cole, one of the best pitchers in baseball. You have Freddie Freeman, former MVP. You have Juan Soto, who could have won MVP and is on his way to, he's on a Hall of Fame trajectory. You have Mookie Betts, a former MVP. You have Giancarlo Stanton. You know, you have Stanton. You have the young guys like Volpe. I mean, there's Will Smith for the Dodgers. There's just a lot of, you know, Jazz Chisholm, who adds a lot of personality and has been really good for the Yankees since he's gotten traded there. A lot of star power there. A lot of star power. You got Yamamoto coming over from Japan. A lot of star power. A lot of excitement there. So I'm excited about this series. My prediction, and I've gone back and forth on it, but I think, not even back and forth, just more of like why the Yankees will win. So I had the Yankees. I had the Yankees in seven. I was kind of going back and forth on six and seven. I'm going in seven just because I like their starting pitching a little better than the Dodgers. I know Walker Buehler looked good in his last outing when he went with just under five innings against the Mets, and Flaherty and Yamamoto there. I like the Yankees starting pitching just a little more. Rodon's been better lately. I just like their starting pitching a little more. The Dodgers bullpen game going up against the Yankees offense, I don't know how long can they work for. If one bullpen game goes wrong for them, I just like the Yankees a little bit more in this series. So I think it's going to be a classic series. It's set up that way. That's what baseball wanted. That's what we want. We want a great series. So I have the Yankees in seven games. But we'd love to know your thoughts on Twitter at @Rojas_media_. You can let me know your thoughts on X/Twitter. Tweet me your thoughts. So that's going to do it for today on Phillies Today. Also, let me know what you think about Juan Soto. Should the Phils go after him? Should they not? Does it make sense? Who would you like in free agency? Who would you like to trade for as we get closer to the offseason? So that's going to do it for me today on Phillies Today. I'll talk to you guys soon.